This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reflecting on how my definition of success has evolved over the years. I had a breakthrough once as I was reading in Acts 3 about how Peter healed the lame man who had been begging for money outside this beautiful gate for more than 40 years. And while I read the passage several times before, I'd always identified with Peter. But on this occasion, I read this passage and identified more with the lame man. And I see that this man has been begging or asking for money for years. But yet Peter chose to heal him instead. And not only is the man healed, but so many other lives are touched as a result of his healing. And this is when it all began to come together for me, because I too have been yearning and asking God for more so that I could be more, so that I could ultimately be a success. And what I'm understanding is that success is a natural byproduct of God's hand on my life. Just as thousands of souls were touched by this lame man's healing, success is being able to use the testimony of my life story to touch the lives of others, and sometimes even perfect strangers. So I know now that my story is not for me to keep, but it is to be a beacon of God's glory. That is success. And the words that I use to teach me are, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't keep your story for yourself. Let your light shine.